And let's switch gears right now and go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Rod Griffin, Senior Director of Consumer Education at Experian. And Rod, thanks for the time today. Let's talk about, you know, we got those semis that are overturned because of the windy conditions down near the Walsenburg area here in Colorado. But let's talk about rising car insurance rates and how we can keep those rates down since we can't keep the gas prices down.
Sure. If those were cars, their insurance rates would definitely be going up if they're rolled over. So saving money now is really important to all of us. You know, with inflation rising faster than it has since I was in seventh grade, I think, 1981, so that's a long time ago, finding ways to save is critical. And one of the things that you can do is compare your auto insurance rates. Experian has a new auto insurance shopping service that compares rates with 40 top carriers at Experian.com/save. And what we're finding is that the average savings is about $900 a year. That's not insignificant when you consider the cost of gas and car parts and groceries today.
Absolutely. Any amount that you can save nowadays is really important. But I wanted to ask you, like many other financial obligations, car insurance, specifically companies, are they facing pressure due to the disruptions because of the pandemic and trying to make a correction with rates, or talk about that aspect of the car insurance business?
Sure, and I think, you know, that's a piece of it. Every business is trying to figure out how things are working and what the new normal is. But we're also facing the economic realities of higher costs for everything, the lower value of the dollar as a result of inflation, supply chain challenges that are related to COVID. So trying to get those car parts to fix the cars is a challenge. So it's really the same things that a lot of other businesses are facing, and the costs are increasing for them for auto replacement. Cars are more expensive, as well as for parts, and very much like other businesses.
Yeah, and when it comes to, so let's talk about again, is there anything the consumer can do to keep those expenses down, or to search for new rates that may fit their budget?
Sure, there are a number of things. One, again, shop for the best rates. That can help make the insurance companies work for your business. Also, you talk to your kids if you have teenagers, and talk to them about having good grades, because discounts for good grades can help you save money on insurance as well as help them get into the college they want to go to. So that's really important. But you know, also look at opportunities for other discounts, like driving habit trackers that insurance companies may offer, or discounts for multi-car coverage, or potentially reducing your the deductible that you would pay each month, or increasing it, pardon me, the other way around. So if you pay a higher deductible, you may get a reduction in your insurance rates. So the number of potential things you can do to work with a lender. One other thing, since I work for Experian, that I would mention is work on improving your credit scores. Get your credit report, know what's there, because insurance companies use an insurance score to help them predict the likelihood that you'll be able to pay a premium as agreed, or that you will make a financial claim using your insurance. So if you have strong credit scores, that can help you reduce your insurance rates as well, because you'll be a lower risk financially to that company. So get your credit report, know what's there, and use the tools you have available to improve that credit score.
Now, Rod, how often is too often to check in and see if you're getting the best rate when it comes to your insurance coverage?
Well, I would check once a year at least. Never hurts to ask. You know, look at your policies when they come due each year and see where you are. Now, more often might be even better, considering the way costs are increasing for all of us. So, you know, again, use that shopping service that's available at Experian.com/save, and others are out there as well. But make sure you're putting the companies to work for you, because they want your business right now.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, it's not one of those industries where they really reward your loyalty and give you discounts for staying with them longer. And we all know here in Southern Colorado, we're so prone to acts of nature, whether it be hail, windstorms, things of that nature, that there's always those rate adjustments. So definitely being a proactive, smart consumer already, on top of what we're currently seeing now with inflation and replacement part prices, it's definitely worth that time to definitely make sure that your coverage is the best as possible. Rod, for more tips like this, all the other tools in that toolbox, what's the best way to get more information to make sure that everything's going the right way?
So a couple of websites. Visit Experian.com/save to compare your rates with 40 top carriers. You can also visit Experian.com/boost to help boost your credit score by adding your positive cell phone payments, positive utility payments, and even your streaming services like Netflix to your credit history. We're seeing an average increase of about 12 points for 2 out of 3 people, and even more if you're working to improve your credit. So a brand new tool gives you control of that information, and that's really critical.
Absolutely. Well, Rod, we appreciate your time in joining us here on KRDO's Midday Edition. We will talk to you soon.